Now, has the polygraph test been wrong? I mean, people's lives are on the line sometimes with this thing.
Oh, it absolutely has been wrong. Even with the best examiners, we can expect about 90% accuracy. And people think, really, I thought they were more accurate than that. But you know what we should do, George, is look at it as almost a medical test. My wife had a pap smear about a year ago, and there was some abnormality, and we went back in and retested, and thank goodness everything was okay.
Good.
However, you know, once you go through something like that, you go to the web and you start reading about things, and you realize that, you know, a test like that is not 100% either. You know, it's in the 90s. And so when you walk out of there feeling a relief, it should be a relief with some caution and some you know.
But when you say 90%, is that both ways now, the guilt or innocence, whether the person's telling the truth or not? Is it, 90% accurate that they're telling the truth and also 90% accurate that they may be lying?
Right. Well, now there are different studies that have come up with variables, but for the most part, you can expect with a qualified, experienced polygraph examiner that they're going to get it right 9 times out of 10. And unfortunately, that's the best we've got right now. But then again, those other fellows I was talking about that went out and bought a polygraph and opened up their business, of course,
dangerous.
It goes downhill real fast from there.
Do prosecutors decide whether to charge someone based on the results of the polygraph test? You know, here's an example. Somebody gets murdered and they arrest a guy, and he agrees to a polygraph test, and the test shows that he could be guilty. Will they charge him? I know you can't use it in court, but will they charge him based on that?
Well, now remember, you can't use it in California state court, but it can be admitted as evidence in federal court.
Okay.
The standard they feel like most polygraphs that the judges are going to see in federal court have been conducted by those federal examiners that we talked about earlier. And so there is standardization and there is uniformity and there is some level of expertise. And, you know, all those fellows are going to be members of the organizations. And like you said, it is a tight-knit group, and you're expecting a quality exam there. To say that there aren't wonderful private examiners out there that haven't been the government route, but that they've, you know, made reputations for themselves on their own just based on the fact that they do it and they do it right.
But, will a prosecutor, based on, results before a charging, mm-hmm. decide to charge someone one way or another?
No. What will happen is there will be a totality of circumstance that the prosecutor will examine everything, the facts of the crime and the evidence that he's got, but never will someone be charged just based on a polygraph
test.
I
see.
Now, however, remember, in a police polygraph test, if you fail the polygraph, the third part of that test is the post-test, or better known on television as an interrogation.
And that's true.
And the confession always goes to court, but the polygraph seldom goes to court.
All right. If a person passes the polygraph, mm-hmm. in that you believe the person's telling the truth, how many of those people get charged eventually with a crime?
Well, that's a great question, because a lot of my business is for defense attorneys who believe that their clients didn't commit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them right off the bat, if there's DNA, if there's fingerprints, if there's hard evidence that your client committed this crime, save your money, because my polygraph is not going to convince any prosecutor that they didn't do it. In fact, they're probably going to fail the test. And so save the time, save the money, invest it in some other arena.
Yeah.
However, when that person comes to me and he passes the polygraph test, then it, of course, depends on the particular prosecutor. In other words, is this person going to be open-minded to the fact that perhaps he's got the wrong person?
Mm-hmm.
Absent physical evidence, my polygraph is very powerful, and attached to my website are 20-25 letters from defense attorneys saying, you know, if it wasn't for the polygraph, my guy would have gone to prison, and there was no other way out of it.
I want to get into some of these cases that you've had, because some of these stories are fantastic, but I've got to get your reaction to this. Are you ever familiar with the old polygraph examiner? I don't even know if he's alive anymore. Cy Gilson at all?
No.
All right.
No.
He was the one in 1975 who performed the polygraph exam on a group of guys who claimed that their buddy and the guy, that he was abducted by a spaceship. You've heard of the Travis Walton case.
You know, I wouldn't have recognized it, but I recognize the circumstance.
Yeah, he wrote a book, and then there was a movie called Fire in the Sky. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible story. Well, they all apparently, Jack, passed the polygraph exam. Now, if you had, I don't know, maybe four or five guys, and they all pass the polygraph exam, mm-hmm, with this incredible story,
right,
what would you conclude?
Well, my first question is, who was the polygraph examiner? Because all polygraph examiners are not, as I said earlier, created equal.
Right. Well, we got to assume he was a good guy.
He could have been a good guy, but part of my business now is critiquing other people's polygraphs.
Some
are wonderful, and some I just scratch my head and think, what the heck is this guy thinking?
All right. Would he be wrong, though, in all cases?
Could have been.
Huh.
If he didn't know what he was doing on the first one, chances are he didn't learn on the second, third,
right,
fourth, and fifth. And there's another variable that we've got to discuss, as distasteful as it is, and that is examiner honesty. You know, was there an agenda? Was he biased in some way?
Yeah.
What you're looking for out there in the real world is someone who's an expert in what they do and is honest, and that everybody knows it.
And then again, maybe the test was right.
Maybe the test was right.
That could be, it's still an incredible case.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, we're not measuring ground truth with a polygraph test. We're measuring what that person believes to be the truth. In other words, if we bring a guy in who's suspected of killing a little girl, and he, at the time of the commission of the crime, had a psychopathy or was mentally impaired by alcohol or drugs and had no recollection of the murder, if I asked him, did you cause the death of that little girl, he could say no and pass the test because he believes he didn't do it.
Yeah.